Being released from prison can be traumatic. The reentry process for parolees is recognized as so difficult that the federal government currently spends $100 million on pilot programs for counseling, job training, and housing. But for prisoners who have been exonerated, released from prison after being wrongfully convicted, there are no such reentry programs. Over the last decade, more than 300 people have been exonerated, and with DNA testing, that number is growing. Holly Kernan of New California Media reports on the challenges facing that group of former inmates.
Imagine being locked away in a cell for 12 and a half years. You haven't held a job, paid a mortgage, or watched your children grow up. Then one day they open the door, say, "We made a mistake," and you are free to go. That's what happened to Rick Walker this summer. He's one of 40 inmates to be exonerated in the past year.
They let me out of prison without a stitch of clothing.
Walker and his mom, Myrtle, are sitting in their East Palo Alto home, talking about the day he was released from prison after spending more than a decade behind bars for a murder he didn't commit. But Walker's moment of freedom wasn't quite what he and his mom expected.
When they let him go, they brought him around the side of the courthouse, took the handcuffs off of him, and said goodbye.
Have a nice life. Right.
Didn't give him 35 cents to make a phone call.
No. What if I
didn't even give him $2 for a loaf of bread?
What if I didn't have a mother and I was just exonerated? What would I do? Where would I sleep? Where would I go?
Walker is one of the lucky ones. Not only was his mother waiting to help, but he lives in one of 16 states that offer compensation for unjust imprisonment. Last month, California cut him a check, paying $100 for each day he spent in prison. Now he'll be able to pay off debts, cover health costs, and even open his own mechanic shop. Most exonerees come out with nothing.
They can't understand why their landing back in society is so callous.
UC Berkeley's Dr. Lola Volin co-founded the Life After Exoneration Project, known as LEAP, earlier this year to help the wrongfully convicted manage their transition back to normal life. She says without support, most exonerees just aren't able to integrate into society.
30% are unemployed. So they're living with their parents. They don't have any discretionary funds whatsoever, and they live very hobbled lives.
LEAP is trying to raise money to give each exoneree a computer and internet access so they can form a support group and can pool resources on things like clearing their own criminal records.
Nothing gets undone automatically. No, quite the contrary. You have to fight to get expunged.
And Dr. Volin says many inmates come out of prison with health problems. On this day, she's meeting with a recent exoneree, Calvin Willis.
There's two kinds of thyroid medication. There's the Synthroid, which is this, and then there's the levothyroxine, which is a pill that looks like a butterfly. Which, okay. Does your pills look like this?
Mine's look more like that.
Okay. Willis was just released from Louisiana's Angola prison, where he spent 22 years on a wrongful conviction for rape. Louisiana has no compensation program.
They put me out here with nothing, and they say, "We're sorry." It's not enough because I can't walk in the store and give them "you're sorry." I can't go to the doctor and give them "you're sorry."
Willis was a newly married 23-year-old father when he went to prison 2 decades ago. Now he's coming out a divorced man with few skills. And when he applies for a job, he'll still face the stigma of being an ex-con.
You've been in prison for 22 years. The first thing that comes to your mind, you're an ex-con. You're a dangerous person.
So LEAP is helping Willis to get into cosmetology school so he can get a license to cut hair. And just days after Willis was released, LEAP also arranged a meeting for him with other exonerees from around Louisiana. Gregory Bright was one of the men offering advice.
After everything settled down somewhat, you know, and the cameras and stuff is gone away, and he find himself by himself, I think that's going to be the biggest struggle.
Bright says he's hoping things will be easier for Willis than they were for him. For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan.